Hi, welcome to another edition of EdTech 3D. I'm Dr. Dennis Danielson. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes today about the concept of educational testing in a K-12 school environment. I'm in California, and I'd like to share some information that I think is relevant to the concept of testing in public schools. And that's the idea, as Common Core standards start to play a greater role in our world, that there are some evidence of other information that might be important for us to discuss. You may have heard about the PISA study. This is the Program for International Student Assessment that's conducted by the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. This organization's been around for over 50 years, and they use international standards to measure educational attainment for countries around the world. These PISA studies look at the scores of 15-year-olds, and we see consistency of those achieving at the top being countries like Korea, Finland, and areas like Singapore, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. Canada, New Zealand, Japan, for instance, are also near the top. The United States seems to fall in the middle ground and not achieving really statistically significant difference from the OECD average. Some key findings in the executive summary are very interesting. We find that girls outperform boys in reading skills in every participating country, and that countries of similar prosperity can produce very different educational results. The best performing schools manage to provide high quality education to all students, and disadvantaged students have access to more teachers, but not necessarily the best teachers. So from the executive summary, we ask, what makes a school successful? Those are categorized for resources, policies, and practices. Successful school systems, those that perform above average and show below average socioeconomic inequalities, provide all students, regardless of their socioeconomic backgrounds, with similar opportunities to learn. Most successful school systems grant great autonomy to individual schools to design curricula and establish assessment policies, but these school systems do not necessarily allow students to compete for enrollment. The study also cites that students in urban schools perform better than students in other schools, even after accounting for differences in socioeconomic background. And that on average, across the OECD, 17% of students come from single-parent families, and they score 5 points lower than students from other types of families after accounting for those socioeconomic background differences. Focusing on the areas of reading, the PISA results show that mastering strategies that assist learning, such as methods to remember and understand or summarize text and reading widely, are essential if students are to become proficient readers. Practicing reading by reading for enjoyment is most closely associated with better outcomes. It is accompanied by high levels of critical thinking and strategic learning. Now, the 2012 PISA results should be out shortly, and there'll be some great information there. Be sure to check it out at www.oecd.org/PISA, P-I-S-A. We'll talk more about this next time. Thanks for joining us here on EdTech 3D.